Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. So, you've done your research, and you think that purchasing some gold or silver might be a good idea. Now what? You have a lot of choices, so let me review some of your options. You could consider purchasing shares of stock in gold or silver mining companies. This route has some potential for great returns, but also for disappointing results. Often, the returns depend more on factors other than the price of gold or silver. For instance, the caliber of a company's management and operations can have a huge impact on stock prices. You also have to be concerned about environmental issues, political risk, and a number of other factors which have nothing to do with the prices of precious metals. Another option is to own shares of exchange-traded funds, referred to as ETFs, that supposedly are devoted exclusively to owning either physical gold or silver. If true, ETFs would be a really convenient way to own physical metals. However, be sure to read all the fine print in the prospectus issued by the ETF. What you'll find is that the ETF invariably has no legal liability for any defaults by any subdepositories that don't have sufficient physical metal to meet their obligations. Further, find out if the ETF is authorized to lease its physical metal, which would add another risk of default of ever getting the gold or silver back. Last, check if the physical metal that the fund operator carries in its own vaults is considered to be what is known as unallocated metal. If so, you need to be aware that the metal supposedly owned by the ETF may be subject to superior claims of ownership by other parties. Altogether, there is more risk that the ETFs may not have the physical gold or silver to cover what is theoretically owed to its shareholders. You could purchase commodity contracts on the COMEX or other exchanges. However, the available inventories held to make contract deliveries only cover a small fraction of outstanding contracts. The inventories that do exist may also be subject to the claims of other creditors. Another option is to purchase London Bullion Market Association contracts. This is the largest gold and silver market in the world. In theory, these contracts are for the physical delivery of metal and are therefore 100% backed by the physical gold or silver. However, in the Commodity Futures Trading Commission hearings held this past March, it was confirmed that there is only enough physical metal to cover 1-3% of outstanding contracts. Once again, the physical metal in the vaults may also be subject to the claim of other parties. There is also certificate programs where bulk gold or silver is stored in a vault, such as at the Perth or Royal Canadian Mint, and people can buy fractions of the large bars. Here again, there is the risk that the metal may be pledged as collateral to other parties. What I consider to be the safest option is to own physical metals in your own name, either in your personal custody or in segregated storage where the metal is considered your asset and not an asset of the storage company. Avoid unallocated storage where the metal is considered to be an asset of the storage company and the supposed owner of the metal is in reality an unsecured creditor of the storage company. I will go into more details in next week's program about which physical metals may be best for your purposes. As a quick rule of thumb, I usually suggest looking for widely traded forms that are highly liquid, where your cost is the lowest possible premium above the metal value. That's it for this week. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.